How are you?
Good evening.
My wife and I have dropped out of society, and we were going to spend the night...
Just ask him for the
room. This is the way I do it. And we were going to spend the night kind of camping out and sleeping out under the stars, but we're getting remarried tomorrow, and we want something real special, so the best bridal suite.
Do you have a reservation?
Well, I just dropped out of society. I kind of live moment to moment. I really don't do reservation things anymore.
Well, we do, and I'm sorry, but the bridal suite is occupied.
Well, we tried.
The bridal suite isn't occupied.
He just told me
it wasn't occupied.
He just said it was.
We give him some money.
I don't want to give
him money. We'll get the bridal suite.
How much do I get?
$50.
How do you...
Just give him the money.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I've worked with computers in college, and I know that sometimes they're complicated machines. Why don't you just run it through one more time? Who knows?
I think I know what you mean. I'll just check.
I know.
Nope. It's occupied.
No.
Get some more money.
I just gave him $50. I can't give him all my money. He doesn't give me the thing.
Look at the bridal suite, okay?
Just give him some more money.
Come on. Just give him some more.
Listen, I'm not good at this. I don't get good seats at games, and I've never gotten a ringside table, and it's just something I really don't know how to do. So, just to save time, how much do you want?
$100.
She reads the leaves, and she leads the life that she learned so well. Change it, but hear me, if you're near me, can I just rearrange it? The watchman covers me with his remedy.
So hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damon.
And this is Douglas.
I'm dying.
Are you burning?
I am burning.
Penny pinch till I'm dying.
Oh, right, that's what we're talking about, okay. Go to burning.
Burning you.
I'm just like, wait, he's not just fucking with me.
Yeah, I can't. Too sick for sarcasm.
So this week we're here to talk about the Lee Chang Dong film, Burning.
Stop it.
Starring Stephen Young.
Mm-hmm.
And the other names that I refuse to try and pronounce.
His name is Han.
Because I'll fuck them up really badly.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure I messed up Lee Chang Dong. That's probably not how it's really pronounced.
I think you got the last part right.
This movie follows a young man by the name of Jong Soo, who meets an old friend, Haimi. And she becomes involved with Ben,
mm-hmm.
The one Korean with an English name,
ah.
Because he's been in American films. And things happen.
I don't know. We were in the same town when we were young.
Can you hear me?
벤이라고 합니다.
어떻게 하면 젊은 나이에 저렇게 살 수 있지?
젊은 나이라도 돈이 많나 보지.
Don't really know how else to talk about this movie right now.
All right.
Douglas, I assume you hate this because it's slow and long.
Yes, Douglas.
Wow. So you're not wrong.
Point.
Mm-hmm. Point taken.
Mm-hmm.
And So I want to start by saying that I actually took notes during this movie.
Oh, that's never a good sign.
No, the weird thing is, as I read through my notes, I remember thinking I was going to take proper notes. I realized I didn't actually take notes about the movie more than I took notes about my experience watching this movie. So I saw it on Google Play. And Google Play is great. I love it. When you pause... you know, like a circle comes up and it tells you who's on the screen and all sorts of stuff. But I had fun yesterday and day before watching this movie on Google Play. First thing, and the first note that I have here, because immediately I noticed. So this is one of those movies, and it happened to me in, what was that shitty movie you made us watch, Damon? Was it Wolf Warrior or something like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it happened to me in that movie as well. Where
China.
Instead of proper subtitles, I actually got the wondrous thing that is Google closed captions. And it was, and so I have here in brackets, clearly Google is racist against Koreans, but essentially it was, it looked bad, right? Because what it is, whenever the closed captions come up, it looks like text in a terminal, right? So you have a full on black background with white, like Arial font, just covering up a piece of the screen.
It's bad.
It's bad. And you know what was bad about it too? And I didn't make this note, but I do recall at the end kind of chuckling. At the end of the film, you know when, let's see, I've been told, like, I know some shady people. I don't engage in this activity.
Right.
But some shady people have told me about what happens when you don't pay for movies.
Oh, right. Yes.
And you watch them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there are subtitles. Sometimes at the end, it will say something like, subtitles by Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They had that at the end of this movie.
Google Play doing work. I need to get this.
It was hilarious.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, so also another thing that just, I love Google. So
say that again. We can probably get some money.
If you're out there listening, Google, we want cash. But so, you know, with the subtitles, not only do you translate what people are saying, you also translate the credits, right? And so with the opening credits, they translated all the actors' names and stuff, except I realized that after, say, the third actor,
it just
stopped. So essentially what they're saying is, if you're not top billed, fuck you. Yeah. You're not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was yet another great feature of Google Translate. But yeah, now getting into the actual movie.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I realized that this is more comments on just shitty things in this movie. And I soon finished with the notes. But the first thing that I pointed out, I noted here was, and I had to pause the movie and research this because it didn't make any sense. Clearly, I only know the Hollywood glamorous version of smoking. But there's a point where the main character and Haimi or whatever her name is are smoking and they have a cup and the two of them are just hawking and spitting into this cup right after they smoke. And I remember when the guy did it, I was like, oh, why? You're disgusting. Why are you doing this? And he just hands the cup right over to her. And she's like, yeah, this is my thing too. And she spat into the cup. And as it's like, do people do this? And apparently they do.
Yeah, smokers are the worst people on earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we've relegated them to outside.
Yeah. Yeah. And also my next note is just plastic surgery. Really? Come on.
Oh, Lord.
What?
So there's a point, right? When the guy meets Haimi. And he doesn't recognize her. And she just very flippantly says, oh, no, sorry, it's because I did plastic surgery. That's probably why you can't really recognize me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. And the weird thing is now, like, looking back on the movie, knowing what you know, it's probably a lie. But at the time, I just remember thinking that how crazy a world are we in that that's just thrown out there flippantly, like, oh yeah, no, I had plastic surgery because I'm young and I want to.
In fairness, you know? Korea is one of the top countries when it comes to.
No, that's why when she said it, surgery. I 100% right. Believed her that this is just a thing that she did, you know?
Yeah.
Also,
she's a crazy person.
Yes, you end up finding out that she's.
She's not altogether there.
She's special.
Was there a well here? Years ago. Was there a well?
So I can tell when I went off track, right? Mm-hmm. When I stopped you can tell by the notes mm-hmm. when I was like, all right, fuck this movie. Mm-hmm. There was a point where she went on a trip to Africa. I think it was South Africa. And that's racist.
It was just Africa. In
oh, general. It was just Africa? All right, cool.
Africa isn't a country.
But by the way, South Africa is racist. But it is. We can get into that on the Saving the World podcast that we do every 20 years. How I know when I'm reading these notes that I finally just didn't care anymore mm-hmm. was there's a point she went to Africa. He was essentially in a way house sitting. He would go every day to her apartment and feed her cat, who to this stage we're not really sure exists, right? So he even made a comment when she first spoke about it that it's clearly an imaginary cat. And my note here about this cat and this feeding process is, you know what? Steven Yeun is the imaginary cat. When I start to just not make stupid storylines, and mm-hmm. that's when I know.
You're making it fun for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why the next note mm-hmm. is probably the most important note. And it is also my final note. My favorite part of this movie is when she finally comes back home, brings Steven Yeun. They're chatting, and you realize what they're talking about is they're trying to figure out where is the best place, and they actually call it by this name, unless it's just shitty subtitles, to get Korean food in Korea. Guys, they were like, all right, where can we get good Korean? Where can we get Korean food? I want Korean food. Like, what?
It's like Jamaicans asking about jerk chicken.
That
made you smile.
That made me smile. Because
you are done with chuckling. This movie. You are yeah. so done.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, mm-hmm. and Andrew's absolutely right. The reason I fucking hate this movie is because, first of all, so like I can talk about how long it felt, mm-hmm. but fuck you. This movie did not feel, it was long. It was 2.5 hours long. For a payoff that, I mean, if I had to do my calculations, that would be a negative return. Thank you very much. There was no payoff to this movie. This movie was long, protracted, drawn out, boring. Sure, it had people that I think were acting, but I mean,
the lead guy is pretty good.
And
I love the girl.
The girl is like, kind of,
I think she's fantastic in her. In her almost ditzy role.
Yeah, she is fun to watch.
You guys have always loved the manic pixie dream.
Yeah, in the sense that she's weird and just all over the place. But that didn't pull me back out of it, right? Because at the end of the day, here is a real problem.
If it was
right?
Zoe, so, maybe.
So this movie is too long, and at the end, you finally have like a release, which is barely a release. But also the one thing that I really want to complain about this movie is that it was clear to me, and maybe Andrew, you can tell me I'm wrong, but it was clear to me that this movie thought that I and the rest of the watchers of this film did not know what was happening in this movie until the end of it. As to whether it was actually happening, but they didn't even think that I knew that this guy was thinking that perhaps this weird conspiracy theory of a fucking story was going on. Guess what, movie? You telecast this from like minute one. And I hate that I pegged it, right? And it wasn't even like, so it's fine if you peg a movie, right? If you peg a movie mm-hmm. and it's enjoyable.
Right, and it's well executed.
Perfect. Yeah. If you peg a movie and the whole way through you're like, if this is all this movie is,
I'm going to punch
the television in the face.
Sorry, you're going to thump. We have to stay on brand.
Yes. Yes, we're staying on brand here. And guess what, guys? That's all the movie was. A long, boring, drawn out story of what if this thing happened. I couldn't care less. This movie sucks. And So much so that I asked a question and I should check in the spreadsheet. I feel like this was in our top 10. Retroactively, Damian, mm-hmm. we need to talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Somebody else needs to talk about this movie.
Sick Foul, you want to go? Or you want to go last?
So, the thing about this movie that I love is watching it a second time is realizing that this is a revenge story where neither the protagonist or antagonist of the revenge are the main character. Right? They are the side characters while Jiangsu is just kind of watching on being like, what the fuck is going on? And the three actors are so fucking good in this movie. I love them in this movie. Right? I love from Steven Yeun's yawn that we see twice, which I dub the yawn around the world. Right? I love Jaime's dances about the Great Hunger, because you can see this, like, I don't know if you remember this movie from like 10 years ago with Steve Carell, which was a remake of a French film.
Oh yeah.
The Idiot Dinner or whatever it was called.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Dinner
for Idiots feels, or something like that.
Yeah.
And actually the funny thing is, if you recall, we did a podcast on the original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It felt like that was going on, and just watching Jiangsu in the middle of all of this felt really great. Like, I enjoyed seeing him kind of not so much figure out the math, because that's like the back half of the movie once she's gone. Figure out who done what. But like, this movie is just a fascinating watch to me, and I understand that both of you have given up on this kind of movie. Kind of like what you said last week, Douglas. It's not my shit. Right?
I guess, yeah.
Right? And as I was watching the movie, I'm like, yeah, they're going to fuck me over for this one. but this is going to be fun. And I just loved the pomp and circumstance to everything going on in this movie. From the initial relationship between Jaime and Jiangsu, to when Ben enters, and it's a strange moment where Jiangsu is like, well, I guess I get boop, right? And then when the eventual release that you talk about, which I know is minor, right? It's not I saw the devil release, right? It's not the Lady Innocence. I've forgotten the name of the movie because I'm sick. The film is confident in itself to take its time to kind of just exist in these scenes, and every scene is fucking fantastic, right? I was actually afraid when I started watching this movie, as I was thinking about Douglas coming on and just shitting on this movie, that I'm like, oh shit, will I not like it now? Because I loved it like 4 months ago when I saw it. But I still love this movie. And it's one of those movies like a 12 Years a Slave, which is a movie that I know I'm only going to watch once every 5 years. Right? I know this isn't going to be the movie I put on repeat. But we all have those movies. And Douglas has given up on those movies, so that's his problem. But I really adore this movie and what it does with those three characters. Right? Damien, now please put the nail in the coffin of Lee Chang Dong's burning as you recite all of the sizzler that you can think of.
I'd like for the mm-hmm. court's consideration to say that I suppose Damien can do the sizzler quotes, mm-hmm. but the Capleton quotes came from my review on Letterboxd. Oh. Not Damien.
I meant to say Capleton, but my brain isn't really working right now.
It's fine. So. They are both firemen of
purveyors of the of the fire. This movie is a long road. For a little bit of revenge. And the more Douglas asked me earlier, and at first I was just like, I mean, I got some revenge in, so I guess so. But the more I've heard both of you speak about this movie, the more I realize that I was so desperate for any kind of revenging that I was giving what is a 2.5 hour sojourn, basically a free pass. I enjoyed the lead character. The rest of them, I don't know, they seem to play the parts adequately, but there's, like, I didn't see anything special about the other two performances.
Just for my own edification, mm-hmm. Who is the lead character?
The guy that performs the burning. Him. That's not what you don't consider
him. No, I don't know or care, uh-huh. But I just wanted to make sure because Andrew specifically said that he considers the lady Jaime to be the lead character.
I said Jiangsu to be the lead character. Right.
I think he said he enjoyed her performance the most, but not that she was the lead character.
Oh, clearly I did not. He said something about her and the others being... Anyway, sorry. I interpreted incorrectly, Andrew. My apologies.
I mean, he's speaking in Korean.
So it takes... Subtitles by Steve.
Right. Tremendous. Hearing Andrew not defend this movie, though... Because Andrew is the reason this movie is on our top 10. So I thought Andrew was going to come here with like some solid points to defend this movie. But I don't know if it is the flu or it's that he hasn't gotten his weekly shipment of fucks. He seems to not care at all.
There are none over here.
But this... Initially, I did not fall on Douglas's side. But the more I think about this movie, the less that is in this movie that is appealing in any way, shape, or form. And when Andrew said, this is a movie I'll watch once, I went, oh, he doesn't like this movie. He thinks he likes this movie, but he does. I've seen 12 Years a Slave 3 times. Because...
Yeah, over the last 6 years.
Right, but it's because it's right. A good movie.
That's what I said. I'll watch it every X years. No, man, it won't be the John Wick.
But I've never... Like, even after watching 12 Years, I've never looked at that movie and gone, I don't think I can handle it. Like, the only movie that I thought that of and was still wrong was Act of Killing. Because it made me very... Every time I watch... Halfway through that movie, I remember, oh, this movie is upsetting. Like, the first half, you're just like, these people are monsters. But they're the craziest monsters I've ever seen. But at the halfway point, it kind of pivots. And their lunacy is no longer fun. You get more and more permission. It's like, oh, no, these guys aren't fun. They're just the worst people on the face of the planet. I'll never watch this movie again, obviously, because it's bad. It's a bad movie. And the revenging isn't worth it. And it is because they think they're being clever. It feels to me like there's a lack of respect, both for my time and for my intelligence. And having heard no rebuttal from Andrew... I think where this movie falls is not the story in and of itself. I think it's how the story is told. The movie definitely should have been shorter. There's a lot of this movie that is unnecessary.
I definitely cut out the scenes with his mother when she pops up. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense.
Also, like, there's things... There's a lot of little, like, him tracking down whether or not, like, the whole well thing, that's unnecessary. Like, we know she's a crazy person. We established that a long time in the show. We didn't need any of that. And, like, his habits, the masturbation and the burning of, like, I don't see what that, there would have been easier ways to go about telling me that this guy is weird. And I was established fairly early in the movie. Like, he's weird the second you lay eyes on him. So there's things about the movie that I think can work. But overall, for my 2.5 hours, this movie is just not, it's not engrossing. I don't know how or why Andrew fell into this movie. Like, Andrew seems to have absorbed all that this movie was trying to do. But the movie didn't capture me like that. And part of the reason I think I was hesitant to say anything bad about this movie initially is because I've only been watching my favorite movies for the last 3 weeks. So I've been in a good mood. Because I still have no internet. So I've just been watching all the things that I like. And so when I got to this movie, this movie would have had to been terrifyingly bad for me to have come out and in me, like, I'm doing this looking back now, because obviously that's not the feelings I had coming here. But I don't think this movie is worth it. I think it's too much work for a small amount of revenge. Like, the catharsis isn't there. That's what you want.
Yeah.
But
as I said, it's a negative IRRR internal rate of revenging return. Right?
Revenging rate of return is low. You have to increase your revenging output.
And also, what you will learn about the internal rate of revenging return calculation is the earlier the revenge, the more the return, right?
Yeah, like, it's the clever, like, you want someone, in a revenge film, you want the parties to be clearly labeled, and you want the slight to be so egregious that the only option remaining is revenging.
But the funny thing for me, right, I didn't even approach this as a revenging movie. I just approached it as a movie because I wasn't 100% sure.
I thought it was just like going to be this slice of life thing with these people.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be slice of life, but it did, because he spoke about, you know, Steven Yeun is weird. Mm-hmm. So it felt like it was like a, what's the word? What's this kind of movie? It's not thriller. It's
suspense.
Suspense, maybe. Essentially, a movie by that.
Pull off Michael Jackson right now.
By that guy on the run. One of the various pedophiles. But anyway, Roman Polanski.
Right.
Essentially, Andrew described a Roman Polanski movie, which, by the way, it's probably not very inaccurate, seeing as a lot of his movies that are like this, I don't like. But
I tried liking a Roman.
You know which one I was really thinking of? Because I shouldn't be so down on his movies. I probably haven't watched a lot of them, and I probably love some of them. But I was thinking specifically of, did you ever watch Ghostwriter?
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that movie is the worst.
Yes, it is.
I don't remember what Polanski film I like. I'm confused right now.
Yeah, so am I, actually. But I want to talk about something. And I don't think it really is, but I'm just going to tag this as being in spoiler territory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys have watched the movie, please keep listening. If not, skip like 5 minutes.
Also, don't watch this movie.
Also, don't watch this movie.
Watch this movie, please.
Hard pass.
But I am going to give this movie some levels. It's not positive for me, but I'm going to essentially telecast what I think other people think is a positive about this movie, right? And Andrew, you tell me if this affected your thought process in any way. One thing I will give this movie is that the way, when we got to the burning part, which was, I mean, I feel like there was a movie that was set up in the first 5 minutes, and then there was an ending for the last 5 minutes, And everything else was what I just call the burning period, which was just them fucking taking forever to do anything, right? So when we were in the burning period, and then it was the slow burning period. So this is now when the main character is looking, trying to figure out what the hell is going on. They do this thing, which I think people will appreciate, but I didn't. I kind of, you know what it was? I kind of did appreciate it, but it was under so much because I hated this movie at this point so hard that I just couldn't, right? It was like there was a block. But they essentially set up this scenario where you have now seen what the relationship between Steven Yeun and Jaime were, or was rather, mm-hmm. and the sort of things that they did together, him introducing her to his friends, him essentially, you know, sitting back and enjoying the ditziness, enjoying her, like, telling stories and dancing around and almost not embarrassing herself, but essentially being judged by his friends. And that was a part of his cycle, right? Because Steven Yeun is essentially Dexter, or at least, he's a serial killer, or that's the
American Psycho, whatever his name
is. Yeah, that is at least what the main character thinks. Because, by the way, there is a potential reading of this movie where Steven Yeun is just a rich asshole.
Yeah,
because nothing is ever like laid out in real terms. This is just my guy's interpretation, which we are privy to, right? And then you see the whole arc of his relationship with Jaime from start to finish. And then as the main character is now essentially stalking this guy, you see that he starts that arc again with somebody else, and you see all the similarities between what's happening with this new lady and his old lady. And
I love that yawn too much.
Sure. And, you know, the same judging that's happening. And, you know, he talks about burning the greenhouses, and he even at another place he talks about, I can't remember what was the metaphor, but they were in Steven Yeun's apartment and he was talking about something and he said, oh, it's a metaphor for something. That guy knows. And so, like, you know, it's all pointing towards, and this is why, as I say, and you said it better than I did, this thing just doesn't give us credit for our intelligence, right? Where it lays it on so thick without saying it. It's like it wants to be, they want to be sure that we're us stupid people
get it.
Right? Steven Yeun is probably a serial killer and that's why we burn him in the end. Mm-hmm.
Using his own tactics.
Yeah. The only part of that not getting it, or that putting it in the front, that I have to begrudgingly say I appreciated, was how they mirrored the relationship in this new girl who looks the same, is just as ditzy, and is, you know, giving this crazy story about Chinese money, right? Mm-hmm. I appreciated that to a certain degree. But again, fuck this movie. This movie, it takes too long to get to the point. It takes too long to do what it needs to do. And I'm not even getting upset that, oh, this didn't give me enough revenging. I could go down that route, sure. I love a Korean revenge movie as much as the next guy. But just generally, this movie...
Do we know anyone else who loves them as much as us?
I've got one right beside me.
No, he doesn't count.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's racist.
But yeah, this movie was just way too lumbering, way too long. It needed some sort of spark.
And Douglas, think about for a second him still being a crazy person and whatever, but not knowing any of the two parties. Like, he's just driving in his truck and he sees a guy drag a girl into a greenhouse, and then there's a fire. And he suspects something, and then the rest of the movie is just this crazy person stalking this rich guy. And like the rich guy kind of seeing him every now and again, and be like, oh, I guess he works in places that are frequent all the time. Until the in like somewhere near the end, he's just like, I have to kill this man because I want to do the things this man. Like something that isn't this movie. Just a better version of this
can
movie.
You stop? Because I hate you so much right now because you're actually describing a movie I want to watch.
Yeah. There's a better version of this movie. Right? Where instead of being horrified, it's just like, oh, I see what's happening here. And so for him to take the mantle of Capleton, he has to burn this man. Right? And then, you know, and you're just like, oh, I mean, people, yes, he's killed this person, but I'm fairly certain he's going to be as bad or if not worse than this. But that's not what this movie is. This movie thinks it's clever, but it really isn't. Plus, I like me a standard revenging. I'm a simple man. A true revenge flick like The Lord of the Rings.
So moving along. I have a couple movies I want to mention.
Yay. Okay. I don't have any internet, so good luck.
I watched this movie called Fury. F-U-R-I-E.
Oh, because I was just like, not that tank movie that we saw. Please.
No, it's a different movie. Oh. Different movie. It's a Vietnamese action movie. That's... Kung Foolery.
Okay. Movie. That sounds right.
And I quite enjoyed it. Like, it's not the best. Like, it wants to go to raid level of Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get all the way there, I feel. But the action is top-notch. Like, the story is whatever, right? But I enjoyed the heck out of this movie. So, yeah. Fury. Furry. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, furry is something you don't want to be.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I should just say it that way. Yes. I'm thinking, I can't, I'm reading at the same time, so I can't.
There'll be no king shaming on this.
Exactly.
Podcast.
No king shaming. Right. But that was the joke I wanted to make. Yeah, I wanted to make a joke about furries. Damn it.
And the other movie I've seen is I got around to watching Neil Jordan's Greta. I don't know if you guys know about this movie.
I know it's about it, and I saw your review, so I'm no surprise. I'm concerned.
It stars Isabelle Huppert and Chloe Grace Moretz.
It's the one where she steals her handbag.
Yeah, so she traps people by putting the handbag on the subway, mm-hmm. and when they bring it over to be nice people, mm-hmm. she traps them. She's a crazy old woman. And it's amazing to me how much, like, I was warned by people that I shouldn't watch the trailer because it gives away too much. Mm-hmm. But after watching the movie, like, the trailer only has like the first 40 minutes. And the movie is fantastic. It's quite, right now it's like officially my favorite movie of 2019.
Wow. Word.
It is campy. It is horror. Isabelle Huppert is so fucking good in this movie. I don't think I've actually liked a Neil Jordan movie before. I don't know what he's given me. I mean, this is the man who gave us, and I know this is going to cause some ruffles mm-hmm. on the podcast. Mm-hmm. If you don't know,
Butcher
he's
Boy.
The guy who gave us The Butcher Boy.
And right? What was the Warrior one? Coriolanus or something like that?
I don't even remember. Yes. I don't think I actually watched that one. But this movie is fantastic. It's campy, and it is a fun time.
Does he know I don't believe him?
I know. Okay. I know, but hopefully at some point between today and the end of the year, you'll just magically watch it.
Never.
But yeah, Greta is fantastic. Hopefully. Damien, have you seen House yet?
I don't have the internet.
I was just checking, just making
still
sure.
Not. I can't ever watch sports.
I watched a new Netflix movie, Triple Frontier.
Oh, yeah. How bad
and
is it?
By watch, uh-huh. I sat there and just fell asleep throughout the movie. So it was great to fall asleep to.
Okay.
I don't know what happened in that movie other than people get shot.
Okay. So it helps with insomnia. That's good.
yeah,
and prescribed weapons grade.
I was also watching the Jimmy Carr special, and I kept falling asleep through that. So yeah, I don't have any comments. Yep.
Okay, well, I also watched the Jimmy Carr special.
Me too.
It's fun.
I know all those jokes.
Essentially, and I love how he does it, because so you know all the jokes. I only knew some of the jokes. Mm-hmm. I love that literally there's no introduction. You don't even see him walk on. He's just there. And he doesn't really pace the show. He's just kind of, he has a microphone in front of him and he just talks. And he's talking like I'm talking now. And so if this were the end of a joke, it would just end. And then he would start the next joke just like this.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's, you know.
It's Jimmy Carr. Do you like Jimmy Carr? If the answer is yes, it's more Jimmy Carr. If you've never seen him, give it a shot. You'll know in 10 minutes. And if you don't like Jimmy Carr, do not watch this. Yep. And although I've never met anyone that doesn't like him.
Most people I meet don't know who the hell he is.
It's usually that. Yeah.
But speaking of movies we like, or how we know movies we like, I just finished watching A Knight's Tale today. You know how I know I like a movie? That might be the 10th time I've watched it this month. But moving on, I want to...
I think you have a problem.
Yeah, he's not watching it enough.
Exactly. So I want to start a new segment.
Uh-huh.
Right? I've created a new segment for myself for this podcast.
This is bad.
And I've dubbed this segment Coloring Book Theater.
Ah.
So as you guys may know, the listeners may not, but they will know, I have recently purchased all of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel. And I've decided, right, and we've discussed this before, I've decided to actually rip all the movies, watch all of them at least once.
Piracy is illegal.
And decide what to do with them. And what I really want to do, and I want to talk about, because we've talked about all of these movies before, but I want to just talk about how bad Marvel can be. And in particular, I have gone... so far, I've watched 3 or 4 movies. I think the last movie I watched was Thor. So I actually started from day one. I've watched Ant-Man.
Oh, so you're just going in sequence.
I'm just going in sequence.
Ah, that's good.
Right? And so those of you who follow me on Letterboxd will know what my feelings are about these movies, right? So I've had a few surprises, in a sense, right? Not necessarily directional surprises, but definitely just like surprised at how your memory dulls over time. So, for example, Iron Man, of course, Iron Man is great. You guys don't believe or don't agree with me as to how great Iron Man is, but Iron Man is fantastic. I know you don't let it end. I love that movie the whole way
through. The end is just...
But I want us to talk about right now, to focus on the Hulk. Because you motherfuckers love this movie.
I do.
I think Andrew has recently pulled back on that position.
I haven't watched this movie in forever. I don't know what it's like anymore.
But I just finished watching this movie. And I'm here to tell you that I remember not liking this movie. But I remember not liking it in the sense that, oh, it's not that great. And you guys shouldn't like it as much as you do. Mm-hmm. It's clearly the worst of the, at the time, only 2 Marvel movies. Right? I'm here to tell you that film is utter trash. There is no value to that movie. And it's not utter trash like the way that Airborne is trash, because, oh, Airborne is trash.
It's a good trash.
But it's a good trash. Damien, this is like burning levels of trash, right? But without having any intelligence. So Burning, at least they have the intelligence to know that there are people, or to think that there are people that are less intelligent than they are. This don't even have that. This movie is awful from start to finish. I watch this movie and I think to myself, do I really like Ed Norton? Is Ed Norton a thing? Does he do things goodly? Because he doesn't do it here. Nobody plays hard in this movie. This movie got deleted immediately. I fucking hate this movie. And I want it on record. Mm-hmm. This movie, like, and we have some movies that you and I agree on how bad they are. And I think that we generally agree that they, and you know which ones I'm talking about, are the worst, right? There is nothing below them. I'm sorry to tell you this.
That the Hulk might be below
But the
them.
Hulk, no, is there is no might.
Definitely.
The Hulk, unless something crazy happens in the next couple of weeks, the Hulk is the worst Marvel movie ever made. It's disgusting.
I mean, Thor 2 is there, so... Yeah,
right. Again, I haven't reached Thor 2 yet, so let's temper that. But I don't know how it can play that hard.
Here's the thing. That bad. I don't know if you remember Ang Lee made one of these.
That's outside, right? So, I know, and... Okay, two things. Right. One, that is not being considered because it's not a part of the thing. But hold on. The second thing...
Yes.
There's no way that movie is worse than this movie.
Ooh.
No fucking way.
Douglas,
it's been a long time and the same sort of memory trap that I got caught in with Hulk, this Hulk could work for that Hulk. But
here's the thing, Douglas.
You know how actively bad this movie is, David?
Douglas, here's the thing. I have seen The Incredible Hulk within the last 12 months.
Yeah.
Right? Most of what you're saying.
The Incredible, this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The new one. Most of what you're saying is accurate. It's not a good movie. Fine. But you have to remember that the last time I saw Hulk on the screen, Ang Lee did that.
But okay.
Here's the things I appreciated about Incredible Hulk. First, the intro.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the midst of... what do they call those? The first movies.
We weren't in the midst of anything. No, you only had one.
No, what do they call those?
Origin stories is right. What you talk. But no, you only had one at the time.
Right.
So you can't be in the midst of anything.
We got the Batman ones. We got the Spider-Man ones.
All right, fair enough.
Okay. We got the Iron Man ones. So we knew what these type of movies were. But the Hulk understood. Listen, there's gamma rays and we're moving on. Like, they told the backstory of the Hulk in the opening credits thing.
I do appreciate that.
I always appreciated
so,
that.
That was the point when it started. I was like, oh, this movie knows what it's doing. Right. But then it went all downhill from there.
You must also remember that one of my favorite kinds of movies is when people make military movies but have giant things running around in them.
I have always
enjoyed because someone told whoever made that movie that we were taking this serious. This is about the military. I was just like, oh, you guys don't know that there's
I did appreciate from this movie? Mm-hmm. Not his performance, because his performance always hurts, but Will Hurts. His visage for the film. Just the bushy mustache.
Oh, it is
the cigar out of his mouth. He looked like a cartoon. Mm-hmm. I did really appreciate that.
Like a cartoon military man.
Yeah.
And what I also I enjoyed, what's his face that became an abomination? I'm blanking
Tim
on
Roth?
His name. Right. I've always loved Tim Roth.
He's great. He's not great in this
always
movie.
Always loved Tim Roth. No one is great. You're correct. No one is great in this movie. But there is a point where he takes some of the juice and tries to attack the Hulk. I was like, I cannot wait to see what happens. And what you think happened. And you're just like, yeah. And then the final action bit. The CG has aged horrendously.
Yeah.
In fairness, though, that was 13 years ago.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, Iron Man CG has aged as well, but I still adore that movie.
I enjoyed the actual fighting. That final scene, even though it looks like trash, is one of the few super powered movies where you see the two ends. It's the thing I was talking about with Captain Marvel. I like to see these overpowered people be overpowered. It is what that Man of Steel movie gave me. When they started tearing up that town, you're like, that is what's supposed to happen. Look at these guys are faster, strong. They can fly. They're impervious to, like, they should tear when they fight shit. The whole surrounding should be torn to pieces. Most of them do. Like, even the first Avengers movie, when Thor and the Hulk were fighting, like, they were fighting small guys. Like, they weren't doing incredible amounts of that. Like, I wanted to see the Hulk from get a running start, run and punch one of those whale things out of the sky, because he's supposed to be that strong. I don't want them to meter it. I want to see what these guys are truly capable of. And that is what the Hulk gave me. Not all the way, but that is what it gave me. So I know that none of the things you've said, point by point, I'm not going to argue. Ed Norton clearly gave no fucks. what's her name?
Liv Tyler.
I don't want to say she's been bad in everything, but she's been bad in everything.
So I was watching this movie, and as tends to happen, when you see a movie with somebody you like, and they say, oh, why haven't I like her? Why isn't she in more things? And I thought about it, and I don't know why I like her.
Yeah.
Because she's bad in everything.
In everything.
Everything.
Yes, she's...
But you know what? She's bad in the right things.
She was in Lord of the Rings. This is the reason I still like her.
Yeah, but also, like, the biggest thing I think of her in...
And she was bad in that.
That she was bad in. But she should be bad in it, because it's a bad movie. It's Armageddon.
Also that.
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Residual love for her in that terrible...
Terrible movie.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's so good.
It smells like garbage. Sweet, sweet garbage.
Oh, so, so sweet.
Andrew, hear me, Andrew. Douglas, I'll bet you anything you want that the Ang Lee movie is worse.
Cannot be worse.
Douglas, you're not... Douglas, you can't begin to understand how bad that movie is.
No, here's the thing, right? So you... All right, fair enough. You made the argument for this movie, because at first, I was taking... I was getting upset because... Mm. Essentially, you're arguing, yeah, but at the time, the only Hulk movie, but you did end your argument with the actual things that you liked about it. So fair enough. But this movie's horrible.
Listen, that movie does not age well.
Yeah.
When children don't like your movie, your big comic book action-y movie, you know it's bad.
Right. So I've watched two movies since then.
It's not that good.
I've watched Iron Man 2, which I'll just say one thing about. I'm surprised. I'm surprised at how much I didn't hate it this time around. Actually, I kind of liked it because it was, the thing is, right?
Expectations.
Right. And also, it's this thing that you and I have for trash movies, right? So it is a trash movie. And probably the biggest difference between Iron Man 2 and the Hulk, right? Mm-hmm. Why I couldn't like the Hulk, but I love... Well, love is a strong word. I kind of like this one. Is it has Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, it's Stark.
It has
healing it.
Sam Rockwell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
God damn. Uh-huh. Sam Rockwell.
Not only does it
so
have Sam Rockwell,
better.
But it has another star in it. It has Sam Rockwell dancing.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, God, Sam Rockwell. Oh, I forgot about.
Yes,
he's so good,
so good, and as bad as he can be, it has Mickey Rourke.
Yeah,
right.
Mickey Rourke gets a free pass from me for the rest of.
Yeah,
he's like my Danny Trejo. I'll watch Mickey Rourke in anything.
You know what I've been meaning to watch, and I know it's trash, and I really want to watch it. Is, and it has to be good trash because it got a part two. There's this movie with Danny Trejo called Badass.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it before?
No.
I want to watch that movie.
Unlike you guys, I don't. Like, me and Trejo, I like him, but...
Damien, Damien, it got a part two. No, with I'm not, Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito, my God. Danny Glover, called Badasses.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The thing with Trejo is that, like, I know he's fun.
Yeah.
But because he's the same character every time.
That's true.
It's hard.
That's true. He's that guy from Friday that I used to always call Zeus, but I don't think that's his name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking.
The big guy.
Not the
But yeah, alright, I hear you. But either way, like, Iron Man 2 is for me. So clearly, that's the trash movie that I love. Mm-hmm. You're the Hulk, but I just don't see it. Because there's no fun to it. There is fun to Iron Man 2.
Like, it is, but that is the thing. I specifically don't want, when you're bringing the military in there, I want you to think you're making that. It is why I love Godzilla so much.
I hate Godzilla.
Because, like, it is military people. They're like talking about guns are loaded up and you're just like, oh, thank you. Because it's two different movies. It's as if you told a director, all right, make me a standard military movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then off camera, like, listen. Come here. And the two shouldn't work. And they probably don't. But boy, I love to see when it. Oh, so good. I've always liked that type of movie.
All right. So guys. But yeah, we have to end on a high note.
I'll take the Ang Lee Hulk. Bet. Oh, there's enough. No fucking way.
Fair enough.
I'm telling you, dog.
I'll look into it. But as we come to a close on the Coloring Book Theater, we must end with Thor.
Oh.
Thor was the next movie.
I thought it was Ant-Man.
No. That's actually, so okay. That's clearly the reason.
Yes.
Well, not the reason, but the, let's call it the last straw, right? The thing that got me to where I am, where I said, you know what? I need these movies.
I need to find
them. And I will get to Ant-Man in order.
Okay.
Right? So that will clearly be in the latter part of this segment. But Thor was the next film.
Yes.
And I think it really, it's great. That's the last movie that I've watched. That is the finale, the grand finale of this segment, because it is what you and I, Damien, have put up on a pedestal as just the worst, right? A movie
that Thor 2 is the worst,
but it's a franchise, right? That could not be good. That still is not good, because this is not the same franchise, that this is not the same movie that Taika dealt with. Taika
is a magician.
Exactly. Essentially what Taika did, right, was, you know, like how in the comic books, recently Thor became the woman and they still call her Thor, but it's a different person. That's what Taika did, right? It might be the same actors. It might be the same Thor, but it's a different Thor.
Right. It might be the same
completely
world,
different movie.
Right. It's
right?
Taika's movie.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, we're talking about
the man of the movie set on a trash planet. Oh my God damn it.
Oh,
I love that movie.
Oh, Jesus. So Thor, we have for a long time, posited that this is 100. Well, either this or Thor 2, but as a whole, Thor is the worst thing Marvel has ever put out. First of all, I'm sad to say that, and we went through it before, this is no longer for me the worst thing that Marvel has ever put out. And actually, and Andrew will laugh when he hears this, because I've actually softened a little bit on this. When I watched this movie, I saw that there were seeds of a film in this. There were seeds of a movie. You could see that Taika watched this movie and said, "Ah, I see what you're trying to do, but you're doing it wrong." Right? It was clear from day one that Chris Hemsworth knew what clock was striking. Right? He knew what this was. Thor, not serious. And Thor is like just this buffoon. It's great. He did all he could do in this movie, right? And you can even see that this movie has a progression. I remember
Kenneth Branagh did this?
Yes, he did. He directed both the first two, I think.
And so he...
No, he didn't direct the
second one. Oh, he didn't do the second one? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he jumped off the But, like, he's not known for his funnies.
No, he... Actually, that's not true.
His movies? What funny movies did he make?
He directed
I'm
a
not talking
movie.
Him, you know. I'm talking his movies.
What? No, he was in the movie that he directed with Emma Thompson. A kind of funny thing. And I think Much Ado About Nothing is a comedy as well, essentially. And he's done some...
Shakespeare.
Yeah, he's done some lighter stuff. And even though I didn't like it, but and see what he was trying to do, look at Murder on the Orient Express, which is a recent one.
Yeah, but Andrew tried to con me into...
Yeah, it's not a good movie. The first 5 minutes are a great movie short. The rest of it is horrible, right? But anyway, back to Thor. You can kind of see a movie in here. Essentially, what Taika did is he watched this movie and he said, okay, Chris, do this. Just turn up by one. The rest of the movie, turn up by 11. And then you have Thor 3, Ragnarok, right? But even with my laser focus... seeing what I saw, yeah, this movie is trash, right? This movie is not good. And it was also immediately deleted.
But the bad guy with the metal and the head, and it shot laser beams.
Lasers!
And the love story between two people I could not care any less about.
Yeah.
Talk about wasting a good actress.
Trust me.
Yeah. No one said... Maybe, hey,
and you know what's sad is that Damien's not talking about Natalie Portman here when he says.
Oh no,
actress.
I was talking about Natalie Portman.
He's talking about his sweet, sweet love.
Oh no, my sweet, Kat sweet
Dennings.
Love can't act. I've given up a long time. I do love her. She is still very intelligent.
Damien, you're an asshole. You're a chauvinist pig. And Knocked Up is a sexist film.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we will end on the bombshell.
Yeah, Thor is
that
trash.
Thor is trash. But Thor is trash.
Still trash.
Second to the Hulk.
Still trash, homie. Under my thumb.